Well, let's get going. Come today to lesson 37. We'll learn more about the accusative case. And in the next number of chapters, the alternating chapters, we'll look at the cases, accusative, genitive, and dative cases. So in lesson 12.7, we studied the four main cases, nominative, accusative, genitive, and dative, and their most common functions. And here we have a listing of what those look like for ha kurios, the Lord. So we have ha kurios in the nominative, means the Lord. That's the case in which the subject is put. Kurie, meaning O Lord, is a vocative. That's used only when you're addressing somebody, direct speech. Ton kurion, as the accusative, the Lord, used for the object, the direct object. Tu kuriu, of the Lord, is the genitive. And initially we've seen its primary meaning is for possession, but in, I think it's lesson 39, we'll see it has additional ranges of meanings. And then finally, to kurio is the dative, meaning to the Lord or for the Lord. You can think of the dative as being, it's a case for the indirect object, and by, with, or from case. And then he shows what the abbreviations for those are, nom, voc, ac, gen, dat, the usual abbreviations for those case names. And then nouns also occur in singular and plural. So we have kurios is a nominative singular, singular abbreviated as s, and kurioi is the nominative plural. Then nouns or words that are in a case. What we say is words that decline, that have declension, then also have gender. Thanks, Wojtek. So we have logos, a masculine, takes the masculine form of the article ha. Cardia is a feminine noun, takes the feminine form of the article he. And ergon is neuter, takes the neuter form of the article ta. So you put all that together. When you parse a noun or an adjective or a participle, we need to give the case. That's one of those five cases. The gender. That's masculine, feminine, or neuter. The number, whether it's singular or plural. And then for the, as it were, the plain vanilla, the lexical entry of the noun, adjective, or participle, you then give the nominative singular form. So that'd be true for nouns, pronouns, and adjectives. And then in the case of participles, because participles are verbs, or really we can think of as being verbal nouns, but because they're forms of verbs, then they have some additional qualities to them. In addition to case number and gender, they also have tense, mood, and voice. And then the root form of the word that you give normally would be the first singular present indicative active. So, some examples. The word cardion. Cardion is genitive plural feminine of cardia. Own. The own ending is the standard genitive plural ending for all three genders. But we know that cardia is a feminine noun, so it must be feminine plural genitive. Moi is the dative singular of ego. Ego, the personal pronoun. First person singular personal pronoun. Moi, the dative singular of that. Agathai. Agathai is a nominative plural feminine of agathos, an adjective meaning good. And you'll eventually get comfortable with I being a typical nominative plural feminine ending. Poiesas. Poiesas is a participle. You may recognize it as an aorist participle. So we need to say six things about this word. It's nominative singular masculine. So that's the declension part of it. And then it's aorist participle active, from the verb poieo, meaning I do. And then finally, ergomena is or common, and there's an ambiguity here. It's definitely neuter plural with that a ending. In the neuter, nominative and accusative are always the same. So that could be nominative or accusative, neuter plural, present middle participle of erchomai. And then you'd have to use context to tell you, to see how it's functioning in the sentence, whether it's nominative or accusative. Okay, so that's how the case system works. So we have these five cases, four of them being common, nominative, accusative, genitive, dative. And this whole system, we say that a word, it declines. And we talk of declensions, which are sort of standard ways for certain words to sets of endings that words have. So we've seen that verbs have, they can change their form for mood, for tense, and for voice, and that's called inflection. And then nouns and adjectives change their endings, and that's called declension. So for verbs, we talk of an inflected verb system, unlike English, which uses lots and lots of helping verbs, helping words to create its tense system. Okay, section two, a little bit about the vocative case. Kurie, meaning Lord or O Lord, is the vocative singular of kurios. The vocative is the form used when a person is spoken to. Jesu is the vocative form of Jesus. In English hymns and prayers, we sometimes use that form, Jesu, when speaking to him. And here we have a list of a few of these vocative forms compared with the nominative forms. So for kurios, we have kurios in the nominative, kurie in the vocative. Jesus in the nominative, Jesu in the vocative, pater in the nominative, pater, vocative, where the long eta is shortened to a short epsilon, and then gene, meaning woman in the nominative, has become genai in the vocative. You don't particularly need to learn. If you were to be told what the nominative is, please give the vocative. Just be able to recognize them, and usually you'll be able to sense what they are. And particularly, Kyrie and Jesu will be the ones you'd encounter most often, and you recognize that. And Kyrie, maybe recognize if you listen to sacred music, you have Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy. 16 times in the New Testament, the vocative is introduced by O. Omega. So, for example, Matthew 15:28, O gunai megale su he pistis. O gunai megale su he pistis. O woman, great is your faith. And Mark 9:19, ha genea apistos. O genea apistos, O faithless generation. When O is used, it usually indicates that the speaker or writer is moved by emotion. And as an exegete, you then have to try and figure out what sort of emotion is being conveyed. Okay, that's really about all you need to know about the vocative case, case of direct address. The accusative case, section three, this is much more important, and we'll take quite a bit of time on this. So we have a string of words there first, logon, logus, cardian, cardias, basileia, basileis, gonaika, gonaikas, se, hemas, ton, ten, tus, tas, are all in the accusative case, with the first one of those being singular and the second one being plural. So logon, singular, logus, plural. Now, the accusative case gets used in lots of different ways. The most common is that it is used for the object of the verb. More specifically, we might say the direct object. So when a verb is transitive, if you remember from grammar, the difference between a transitive and an intransitive verb, a transitive verb takes a direct object. An intransitive verb does not have an object. So for a transitive verb, that direct object is put into the accusative case. So Mark 15:29, ha kataluon ton naon, ha kataluon ton naon. Ha kataluon is a participle, present, indicative active, nominative, masculine, singular, meaning, and with the article, it refers to the one doing the action. So the one who destroys, well, destroys, we expect to hear an object for that. It's a transitive verb, you destroy something. So the object is put in the accusative case, ton naon, the temple. So that's familiar. Our English verbs function that same way. Transitive verbs take a direct object. Number two, this one's a little bit more tricky. When a verb is followed by two accusatives, we sometimes add a preposition when we translate into English. And in this case, we would say that the verb has a double object, and then both those objects are put into in the accusative case, but we don't really speak that way in English, and so we have to change the grammar for it to convey meaning. So Mark 5, verse 7, horkitzo se ton theon, horkitzo se ton theon. Horkitzo, I adjure, well, he's adjuring, in this case we have a double object, I adjure se, you, and then I adjure ton theon. When you adjure, you're basically calling upon somebody else, or you're speaking the name of somebody else, in that case, they're a second object. So we'd have to render that into English with a prepositional phrase, I adjure you by God. Mark 4:10, heroton auton tas parabolas, heroton auton tas parabolas. Heroton auton, they asked him. So him there is the first object of eroton. And then not only, typically when you ask somebody and you're asking about something. So the somebody and the something are two objects, and they would both be put in the accusative case. So then the something that they're asking about is tas parabolas, the parables. John 4:46, hopu epoiesen ta hudor oinon, hopu epoiesen ta hudor oinon. Now this one we actually can get away in English with expressing it with a double object. Hopu, where, epoiesen, he made, third singular aorist, indicative active, and then he made one thing into another. And both those are then put into the accusative. He made water wine. Tahudor, the water, into oinon, wine. Now, we could then express that. It would be clearer if we express the second object using a little prepositional phrase, into wine. But we could also get away with saying he made the water wine. I'll leave it at that, and that would be understood. Acts 13:5, ekon de kai Ioannen huperetein, ekon de kai Ioannen huperetein. Ekon, they had, from echo, I have, they had, de kai also, or they also had, Ioannen, and they had, and now two objects of the verb ekon, they had John, Ioannen, as their huperetes, their assistant. So both of those in the accusative. Okay, so that's the second way in which we see accusatives function, is when not only do you have a single object, but now you have a double object. Number three, when a verb is followed by a noun in the accusative that expresses the same basic meaning, we may need an adverb or adverbial phrase to express the sense of the accusative noun. So what we say is this, when a verb is used with its cognate noun, so with the noun that operates in the same semantic field as the verb, and we call that cognate, a verb with its cognate noun. So Matthew 2:10, ekarisan karan megalen, ekarisan karan megalen. So they rejoiced a great joy. Well, we wouldn't usually really say that And certainly in English classes these days, you're told not not to do things like that. But that's a quite common thing to do, both in Hebrew and Greek, to you do it for emphasis, using the verb and the noun together. So we would turn that into the charon megalein, make that an adjective, an adverb of some form. They rejoice greatly. Mark 4:41, ephabethesan phabon megan, ephabethesan phabon megan. Ephabethesan, they were afraid, from phabeomai, and phabon megan, a great fear. So they feared a great fear would be how you try and preserve that word emphasis, but that wouldn't be good English. So we'd have to say they were very afraid, greatly afraid, something like that. So that's a verb with a cognate noun. We have to render adverbially. Number four, the accusative case may be used to describe or qualify other words or ideas. So for example, John 6:10, hoi andres ton arithmon os hos pentakeskilioi, hoi andres ton arithmon hos pentakeskilioi. The men, and then we're told something about them, ton arithmon, that the number, os is as 5,000. So that ton arithmon is put into the accusative. Acts 25:10, Judaeus uden edikesa, Judaeus uden edikesa, edikesa, I have done, uden edikesa, I've done nothing wrong. Uden, nothing wrong. Nothing wrong to what? To the Jews. Now we might want to put the Judaeus there, and we think to the Jews, that's an indirect object, put that into the dative case. But it's not, it's here giving further description, qualifying the verb, so it'd be put in the case for the direct object. Hebrews 2:17, pistas archierus ta pros ton theon, pistas archierus ta pros ton theon. Archierus is the high priest, and he's pistos, he's faithful, a faithful high priest. And then we're told something about him using ta pros ton theon, in the things which are before God. He is faithful in the matters that he does before God. Ta there being used on its own as a neuter plural, just to say, well, the best way we would have thinking of it is the things, the matters. Number five, when we translate some Greek verbs which are followed by an accusative case, we need a preposition before the noun in English. So, pistuomai, meaning I am entrusted with, pistuomai. So, pistuo is I believe, and then in the middle or passive, it means I. So pistuo, I am trusting somebody, in the middle or in the passive, somebody else is trusting me, entrusting something to me. And it's what we're being entrusted with is put in the accusative. So, Galatians 2:7, pepistuomai, ta euangelion, pepistumai ta euangelion, pepistumai, I have been entrusted. And then the object of that, ta euangelion, the gospel, but we can't really make that a direct object in English. We have to turn that into a prepositional phrase, I've been entrusted with the gospel. Eulogeo means I bless, or I bless God, I thank God. So we have Mark 8:7, eulogesas auta, eulogesas auta. Eulogesas is an aorist participle, so having blessed, and we assume this is directed towards God. Having blessed God, auta is, this is what he has spoken about to God. Auta, them. We'd have to say, having blessed God for them. Gonopateo is a verb meaning I fall or I kneel, I fall on my knees in front of someone. So we have Matthew 17:14, ganapeton auton, ganapeton, present participle, nominative, singular, masculine, kneeling. And then it has an object. You have somebody that you kneel before, so that would be put in the accusative case. But in English, we'd have to translate that using a prepositional phrase, kneeling before him.
In that previous one, Mark, how would it be as if when they said, having blessed them?
In the Old Testament, you bless people. In the New Testament, blessing is always... You're always blessing God. Essentially, you are thanking God for them, or then asking God that he would bless them. And then that he would bless them, that could then be, that would then, the them would be an accusative.
So having thanked them could be the same thing.
Well, if he's having thanked them, if it's, say it's Paul thanking the Christians in some city, he wouldn't use the word eulogeo. That would be used of him thanking God, and only of God. So there are other words that you can use for thank. Like when he thanks Philippians and Thessalonians and so on for their care for him. Use a different word. Number six. Accusative often shows length of time or space. So John 11:6, tote men emenen en ho ein topo duo hemeras. Tote men emenen en ho ein topo duo hemeras. Tote then, emenen, he stayed, from meno, stayed in the place where he was for 2 days. So en ho there is a relative pronoun. So in the en ho topo, in which, in the place which, then en duo hemeras, he was for 2 days. So he stayed there, duo hemeras, and the duo hemeras there is the accusative. He stayed 2 days. And we can sort of do that in English. We talk of we stayed 2 days, or you can turn it into a prepositional phrase, stayed for 2 days. Mark 11:19, probas oligon eden Jacobon. Probas oligon eden Jacobon. Probas, aorist participle, having gone from probino, having gone forward, oligon, a little. He saw Jacobon, Jacob, which is James, Jacob in Hebrew and Greek, and then James in Latin, and on into English. So the oligon there, having gone a little, oligon in the accusative. Luke 24:13, eson peruomenoi es komen apekusan. Eson peruomenoi es komen apekusan. Stadius exekonta apo Jerusalem. Let's start that again. Eson peru omenoi es komen apekusan stadius hex ekonta apo Jerusalem. Eson peru omenoi. Eson imperfect peru omenoi, nominative plural participle. They were journeying on their way. Es komen, to a village. Kome is village. And then we're told something about that journey. Apekusan stadius hex ekonta, that it was 60 stadia apo Jerusalem, from Jerusalem. And the distance, yeah, apekusan, the stadius hex ekonta, they're put into the accusative case. Number seven, the accusative case is sometimes used with the infinitive in recording what someone says or thinks. So Mark 8:29, humes de tina me legete enai. Humes de tina me legete enai. humes, or humeste, but you, or but as for you, tina me legete enai, who do you say that I am? Who do you say, and then what they're saying is me enai, who do you say me to be? With the me there put into the accusative, followed by then an infinitive. Mark 1:34, hoti eidesan auton Christon enai. Hoti eidesan auton Christon enai. Hoti, because eidesan, they knew from oida, they knew, and what did they know? They knew auton Christon eidai, him to be Christ. So that auton be in the accusative. And then finally, number 8, the accusative case is used after many prepositions. And this is a major use of the accusative that's put last in the list, because that's what the next whole section is going to be about, is accusative. So, for example, eis aphesin, aphesis is forgiveness, from aphiemi, to carry away. Eis aphesin, for forgiveness. Para tein thalassan, beside the sea. So, then a note, we study these prepositions in sections 4 through 15. Now, prepositions, he notes other prepositions are followed by a genitive or dative case. So, prepositions can take one of three cases: accusative, genitive, dative. Some prepositions take only, always have just one case. Some prepositions, actually, there are a few that can take all three cases, and they then have different meanings depending on which case the object is in. So we say that a preposition takes an object, a preposition has an object, and that object is put into a particular case, either a unique case for that preposition, or in the case of a preposition that can take one of any of the three cases, it will then affect its meaning. So that's what we'll move on and look at. But since the coffee has arrived, I'm going to get up and get a cup of coffee. Okay, then, most of the rest of this chapter is about these prepositions that have their object in the accusative, or prepositions that take the accusative. We start with a list of them. Pros means to, or towards, or up to, or by, or close to, or with, or against, so you see a wide range of meaning. But there's some sort of sense of a movement towards. Okay. Ace is into or to or in, as far as, for, with a view to. This also is a movement towards, but with the result that you end up inside. So with pros, you're moving towards. With ace, you're moving into. Anna, Martin?
The pros of the accent is the other way. It's a different meaning.
We haven't really gotten into accents. Accents will just confuse you early on. What you find,
I'm already confused because back under section 4, it was ta pros.
Yes.
With the
right. Now, just on its own, the word standing alone, it's got an acute accent. When you put it as a string of words, so look on that Hebrews 2:17. Pistos, archiarus, ta, pros, ton. They've all been changed to grave accents, except then for the last word, which is an acute accent. All of those, if they were just standing on their own, it would be an acute accent. But because they're put in a string of words, the whole string of words will all have grave accents until the last one.
So in that case, the ta pros but it's not a preposition there.
It is a preposition. In Hebrews 2:17, pros ton theon, it is a preposition.
Towards? Well, there's no servo. There's no word for servo.
Yeah, so he's supplied that word for service. So I explained the ta, the neuter plural, it's the things, the matters, the matters prostantheon, which are before God. Here the pros.
So the ta there is the in the accusative. Is an article. It's a definite article in the accusative.
Ta, yes.
It's a plural.
Well, except it there's the funny things can happen with the neuter, right? So you have to think a little differently. We've already seen that a neuter plural can take a singular verb. So, because it's being viewed as collective. And here, it's being viewed as collective. It's ta. It's the things, it's the matters. And you can really only do this with the concept of things. It's the stuff, ta. And we couldn't get away with that in English. Well, I wouldn't say it's an indefinite, but it's just a collective for the general things, the ta, the things. Well, what things? It's the prostantheon, with pros here having the sense of the things that you are doing before God. Pros with this idea that you've come into God's presence. Now, since it's talking about the archieros, the high priest, what is this that he does, ta proston theon? Well, it's his service to God that he does as he's coming into the temple and going about the business of God.
Okay, so it's like the faithful priest, the things to God. But you never say that, so to say the things, you say, well, what does the things that priest does? Well, it's service, so that's why he has a...
Yeah, yeah. So it's necessarily a little bit of interpretation to help the English speaker along.
Because of the priest part.
Mm-hmm. You'll notice that this whole book now says third edition with accents. The first and second editions, and actually the first part of the third edition, this book didn't have accents at all. And various teachers complained, and they wanted the accents put in, much to the disadvantage of many students. Students, in many ways, are actually probably better off if they don't have accents at all. There are rules for accents. You don't need to know the rules. Dobson just gives a little bit of a very brief summary of accents, how the accents work at the back, and the reference grammar that you can refer to if you wish. And then... sitting on a shelf over there is the definitive book by Don Carson about how the Greek accent system works, but you don't need to know that. But what you will see is all these acute accents change to grave accents when they're actually used in a string of words. Okay, so that's pros. And the way that pros is being used there in Hebrews 2:17, we see one of the meanings of pros is to, towards, or up to. It's a sense of you've come up to God. And so pros, tantheon, can be used of you're in the presence of God. Ana means up or upwards or in or at the rate of. And a good many of these prepositions we use in English one way or another. Ana gets used of like anabolic winds, things like that. Kata is its opposite. Kata is down or can also mean according to. During, about, or along. So catabolic is an English word, something that's coming down. Huper, meaning above, and its opposite, hupa, meaning under. Epi, with the accusative, means on or on top of or onto, or can also mean against or at in the sense of alongside. Peri means round, or around, or about, so things like perimeter that we have in English. Para, beside, or along, or at the side of. Meta means after. Now, with the genitive, it can mean with, but with the accusative, means after. And dia, because of. So the basic meaning of most of these prepositions concerns movement towards something or a position reached as a result of such movement. And we have a diagram on the next page that helps with that. So you see the distinction between pros and ace. Pros is towards, with the result that you end up still outside. Now that might be right alongside, but you're immediately outside, whereas ace is you end up inside. Hooper above versus epi, where you're actually resting upon it. Kata and ana, down and up. Peri around, hupo being under, and then meta, that you're after it. So a helpful diagram there. And as we go through this case system for prepositions for each one, when we look at the genitive and then later the dative, there'll be another diagram for each of those to help you.
Isn't para also used contrary to or against? I don't see the connection.
Well, so para is one of these that can be used with different cases. Here we have it with the accusative. Page 243, you'll note that it can be there used with the genitive with a different meaning. And then some of these can be used with all three cases. And they can take a dative as well. And para is one of them also. Okay, we have some examples of these. Number one, erkesthe eis ten pollen. Erkesthe eis ten pollen. Erkesthe from erkomai, second plural. You are going. Where are you going? Eis ten pollen, into the town. Not just towards the town, but actually into. If it was pros ten pollen, it would be towards the town. Here, eis. Number two, peripatumen para ten thalasan. Peripatumen para ten thalasan. Peripatumen, first plural from peripateo. Present tense, we are walking, and he says walking about, so peripateo means you're walking, sort of you're strolling back and forth, you're walking back and forth, as opposed to walking in a single direction with a goal of getting somebody else, somewhere else. Paratein thalassan, beside the sea. Number three, estin epi tein gain, hai eisin hupa tein gain. Estin epi ten gain, kai eisin hupo ten gain. Estin, he is on the earth, kai eisin, and they are under the earth, epi and hupo. Number four, ein huper tus uranus, kai eisan hoi angeloi peri auton kuklo. Ein huper tus uranus, kai eisan hoi angeloi peri auton kuklo. Ein, imperfect third singular, he was hupertus uranus, above the heavens, kai eisan hoi angeloi, and the angels were, peri auton, were around him. And then kuklo, the dative, describing that they were in a circle, a cycle. Number five, ego anabino eis Jerusaluma alasu katabines apo Jerusalumen. Ego anabino eis Jerusaluma alasu katabines apo Jerusalumen. Ego, so I, or as me, anabino, I go up. First singular present, eis Jerusaluma to Jerusalem. With the understanding that he's going to end up inside Jerusalem rather than just go as far as it. Alasu, but you, katabines, are going down apo Jerusalem from Jerusalem. And there, apo, which takes a genitive, so it'll be a case we'll look at that is covered in lesson 39. Six. Meta duo hemeras, elfen hegune legusa, nun pistuo dia ton logon su. Meta duo hemeras, elfen hegune legusa, nun pistuo dia ton logon su. Meta duo hemeras, after 2 days. So meta is one of these. You have to pay attention to which case its object is in, because it changes its meaning. It can take the object in several cases. With the accusative, it would be indicating after, with a sense of time. So after 2 days, the woman came saying, "Now I believe, diaton logon su, because of your word." Dia, because of, on account of. So those are some general examples. Now we'll work through more specific examples for each of these prepositions. So section 5, preposition pros. Pros means to, towards, by, close to, with, or against. Matthew 14:28, keluson me elthein pros se. Keluson me elthein pros se. Keluson, command, call me to come, pros se, to you, towards you. Mark 4:1, pas ho oklos pros tein thalasan eson. Pas ho oklos pros tein thalasan eson. So pas ho oklos, the whole crowd, eson, they were, pros tein thalasan, here you'd have to use with a sense of beside, next to, against, so right alongside. They were against the sea, so we would say they were beside, or they were beside the sea. Presumably the Sea of Galilee, so there we'd say the lake. Mark 6:3, kai uk eisen hai adelphai autu hode pros hemas, kai uk eisen hai adelphai autu hode pros hemas. Kai uk eisen, and then we have to make this a question, so and are they not, or and the subject being the hai adelphai Altu, his sisters, and are not his sisters, hode, here, pros hemas, alongside us, against us, so with us. Mark 12:12, egnosan hoti pros altus ten parabolain epen. Egnosan hoti pros altus ten parabolain epen. They knew. From gnosko, hoti, that, and then that he had spoken, ten parabolain, the parable, as the direct, as the object of epen, pros autus, to them, really when you think of being in the sense of against them. So that's pros. Next is ace. Ace meaning into, in, as far as, for the purpose of, so as to. So it can be used both of direction towards and then sort of, you know, I'd almost say metaphorically for giving a purpose or a result. John 3:13, udes anabebeken eis ton uranon. Udes anabebeken eis ton uranon. Verse that we translated last week. No one anabebeken has gone up. So a perfect from anabino, eston uranon, into heaven. Ace as opposed to pros, because you end up inside heaven. Mark 13:16, ha eston agron, ha eston agron. Ha as a nominative, singular masculine, just standing on its own, meaning the one or the person. Eston agron, who is in the field, or might even think who has gone into the field. Mark 7:31, elthen eisten thalasan tes Galileas, elthen eisten thalasan tes Galileas, elthen he went, third singular aorist, to the Sea of Galilee. So ace. He went as far as, with the end result that he is fully there. If it was prostane thalasan, we would say he went towards the Sea of Galilee. Mark 6:8, hina maiden arosin eis hodon. Hina maiden arosin eis hodon. Here we now have a purpose clause, hina, and then we have a subjunctive, arosin, iro, to carry, that they might take nothing. So that would be abbreviated stem, aorist, subjunctive. They should take nothing. Eis hodon, for the journey. Mark 14:55. Ezetun kata tu Jesu martyrian eis ta thanatosai auton. Ezetun kata tu Jesu martyrian eis ta thanatosai auton. Ezetun, they were seeking, third plural imperfect. They were seeking martyrian, testimony. Kata tu Jesu, so prepositional phrase, kata with accusative, against Jesus, and then eis with an articular infinitive expressing purpose, eis ta thanatosai, thanatosai, aorist infinitive, thanatao, to put to death, to put him to death. So we saw that last week, eis plus an articular infinitive as one of the ways of expressing purpose, last week's lesson. So that's eis. Number 7, para, beside or along or at the side of or against, contrary to, compared with, more than. Mark 1:16, paragon, paratein thalasan, paragon, paratein thalasan. Paragon, nominative singular, masculine, present participle, parago, going along, paratein thalasan, alongside the lake or the sea. Mark 4:4, epesen paratein hodon, epesen paratein hodon. It fell, aorist from pipto, paratein hodon, alongside the way, hodos, the way. So their understanding of that figure was talking of a way through the field, so it's probably just a little path. Mark 10:46, ekatheta paratein hodon, ekatheta paratein hodon. Ekatheta, he was sitting, from kathizo, paratein hodon, alongside or beside the way, again. Acts 18:13, paraton nomon anapethe hutas tus anthropus sebesthai ton theon. Paraton nomon anapethe hutas tus anthropus sebesthai ton theon. The subject is hutas, this one. It's masculine, so we could take it as either this one or this man, this person or this man. Anapethe is persuading. And the direct object of that is tus anthropus. He's persuading either men or people. Sebesthai is aorist infinitive of sebeomai, to worship, to give reverence to God, ton theon. Paraton nomon, against the law. Against the law, so be against the Torah. Romans 1:26, haitagar theleai auton metelexan ten physikain kresin eis ten para physin. Haitagar theleai auton metelexan ten physikain kresin eis ten para physin. Gar, so for, hai auton, so their women, the women understood from the fact that it's feminine plural. Theleai metelexan, they exchanged ten physikain kresin, the natural use understood to be of their bodies, ace for, and then we have the thing that they exchanged it for, ace with the accusative, changed it into something else, into ten para physin, that against, which is against nature, against physis. Physis.
So
yep, so here we have a problem, because now we've got two words there that are both wanting to be second word. Te and gar, both want to be second, and so in this case, Gar gets shifted down to third. Te is a little word we haven't seen too much so far. It's just one of these little particles that just gets added in. And is a conjunction joining to the four. It's hard to really, generally doesn't get it translated into English in any way, but it expresses some sort of dependence upon the previous clause. And always wants to go second. And Luke 13:2, Dakete hoti oi galiaioi hutoi hamartoloi. Dakete hoti hoi galilaioi hutoi hamartoloi para pantas tus galilaius egenomta. Dakete, do you think? Doceo, second plural. Hoti, it gives us a continent. Do you think that hoi galilaioi hutoi, these Galileans, hamartoloi, were sinners? Para pantas tus galilaios, more than all the Galileans. So para there being used in the sense of compared with. So you think of it as being alongside. So they are along. So you've got these hoi galilaioi hutoi, these Galileans, alongside all the Galileans, and you're comparing them. That's the way that you can think of para being used here, as alongside.
And how is that?
So again, egenonta is there in the sense of become. So hoi galilaioi hamartoloi. So hamartoloi there is a participle, and the egenonta is they. So hamartoloi means sinners, and the egenonta means they became sinners. And so here it's just being translated using were from genomai. That we looked at many lessons ago. Number 8, ana, meaning up or upwards. And then ana is used as a many compound verbs, where it's added as a preposition to a verb. So, for example, anabaino, I go up, I travel up to. We've seen that many times, going up to heaven, going up to Jerusalem. Anistemi, I raise up, I rise up. So histemi on its own is I stand. Anhistemi, I stand, we can think of I stand up. Anaphero, I offer up, I bear. Phero on its own is I bear. Anaphero, I bear up, offer up. And then in the infinitive, it's in the aorist infinitive, its form is anenenkai. Anablepo, I look up, I see again. So blepo on its own is simply I see. Anablepo, either I look up, or sometimes the ana here is used in the sense of new or anew. I see anew. And then anoigo, I open up or I open. Ana is not often used on its own in the New Testament, usually used in conjunction as a compound verb. But here are some examples. Anaduo, in twos. Anapentekonta, in groups of 50. So that would be used of the feeding of the 5,000. Anadenarion, at the rate of one denarius. Anameson, in the middle. And anaes hekastas. Each one, or sort of according to each one. Its opposite is number 9, kata. Kata meaning down, or then a separate range of meaning according to. This too gets used in various compound verbs. So the opposite of anabaino is katabaino. Katabaino, I go down. Things come down from heaven. You go down from Jerusalem. Kathemai, I sit down. Katesthio, I consume, I eat, or I eat it down. Katakemai, I lie down. Kemai on its own is simply to be lying. Katakemai, it's you're envisaging this motion of lying down. Kathitso, I sit down. Katoikeo, I dwell, I live. So with sort of, and think of it as I settle down. Then we have ta euangelion katamarkon. Ta euangelion katamarkon, the gospel according to Mark. So these are very early titles added to the gospels. They're probably not part of the original manuscript, but they got added at an extremely early date. And then often what we then simply have is katamarkon, according to Mark, katamathion, katalukon, katayoanen, according to. Mark 7:5, katatein paradosin ton presbyteron, katatein paradosin ton presbyteron, according to, and then with the accusative, the tradition. And we saw that the paradosis is the thing that's handed over from paradidomai to hand over. It's handed over from one generation to the next generation. So the first generation hands it on to the second generation, which then receives it, paralambano. And the thing handed over is this tradition of the elders. Mark 15:6, kata de heorten apeluen autois hena desmion. Kata de heorten apeluen autois hena desmion. Kata de heorten, at each festival, or sort of the idea of according to each festival, at each festival, apeluen, he would release to them hena desmion, one prisoner. And then note also kathos, according or as, which you can think of as katahos, then contracted into kathos. And we see that frequently, especially in Matthew, in kathos gegraptai, as it is written. And that's a typo there. Instead of a double P, that should be a P and tau. Gegraptai instead of gegrapai. Okay, that's kata. Next one, ten, hupo, meaning under. Mark 4:21, meti urketai ha luknas hina hupa ton modion tethe. Meti urketai ha luknas hina hupa ton modion tethe. This is a question introduced with meti. So we're expecting the answer no, so we have to express it in such a way that Urketai haluknas, the lamp comes, so that it, and then hina, so that it might be put, tethe, there in the subjunctive of from tithemi, aorist subjunctive, put hupaton modion under the meal tub. So under the bushel, under the basket, under the what's a meal tub? Is it a picnic, kids' picnic basket? And then turn it all into a negative question. Does the lamp come so it may be put under the meal tub? Expected answer, no. John 1:48. Anta hupa ten sukein edon se. Anta hupa ten sukein edon se. Adon, the main verb, I saw you. Onta, participle, present participle of the verb ami, being, and this is a accusative singular masculine, being under, hupa, ten sukein, the fig tree. I saw you being under the fig tree. Romans 6:14, ugar este hupa nomon ala hupa charen. Ugar este hupa nomon ala hupa karen. Ugar este, for you are not hupa nomon, under law, under the Torah, but hupa karen, under grace. The opposite of that, number 11, is huper, above, and then can also in the sense of more than. Philippians 2:9, ta onoma ta huper pan onoma. ta onoma ta huper pan onoma, the name, and then we're told something about the name, the one, or the name which is, and what we say here is ta onoma, and then ta huper pan onoma is put in apposition with, it tells us some more about the ta onoma. And we then usually in English have to render that as a relative clause, which is huper pan onoma, above every name. Luke 6:40, uk estin mathetes huper ton didaskalon. Uk estin mathetes huper ton didaskalon. A student, that's a mathetes, is not huper ton didaskalon, above his teacher, greater than his teacher, more than his teacher. So. Number 12, epi, in front of a vowel, there is contracts. In front of a rough, smooth breathing, it's ep. In front of a rough breathing, it's f. Means on to, or on, at, over, against, when it's with the accusative. Mark 4, 5, alla epesen epita petrodes. Alla epesen epita petrodes. Alla, that's other, in the sense of other, seed, fell, epita, onto, petrodes, rocky stuff, rocky ground. Mark 2:14, eden, luen, kathemenon, epita, telonion. Eden, luen, kathemenon, epita, telonion. He saw Levi, so another name for Matthew, Kathemenon, sitting epiton telonion at the customs office, at his tax collector's booth. Mark 27:45, skotos egeneta epipassan tengein. Skotos egeneta epipassan tengein. There was darkness, so egeneta, there was, there happened, there came, there it came to be darkness. Epipassan ten gain, upon all the land, over all the land. Mark 3:24, Eon Basileia Hefheauten Meriste. Eon Basileia Hefheauten Meriste. If, so Eon, we have a conditional clause, and with Eon we're going to expect a subjunctive. If a kingdom, Meriste, should be divided, so aorist passive subjunctive, going with the aeon, epheautein, against itself. Number 13, peri, meaning around or about. Mark 3:32, ekatheta peri auton ochlos, ekatheta peri auton ochlos. Oklos, a crowd, ekatheta, was sitting, imperfect, peri auton, around him. Mark 4:10, eroton auton hoi peri auton. Eroton auton hoi peri auton. Hoi peri auton, those who were around him. Eroton auton questioned him. So he's decided, based upon the context, that those around him, this isn't just any miscellaneous crowd, but those who are closely around him, his companions. Mark 6:48, peri tetartein philokein tes nuptas erkatai. Peri tetartein philokein tes nuptas erkatai. Peri, here in the sense of about, around about, in terms of time. Tetartein philokein, the fourth watch of the night, tes nuktas erkatai, he comes. Number 14, meta with the accusative, meaning after, meta with other cases can mean different things. John 5:1, meta tauta ein heorte ton judaion. Meta tauta ein heorte ton judaion. This meta tauta, this is fairly frequently used in the New Testament to indicate a major change. Tauta, neuter plural, these things, Metta tauta will indicate now a major transition after these things. Ain, imperfect, third singular, there was heorteton judaion, a feast of the Jews, a festival of the Jews. Mark 9:31, metta tres hemeras anastasetai, metta tres hemeras anastasetai, metta tres hemeras, after 3 days, anastasetai, he will rise again. Future from anastomi. Dobson notes, now a week later may express either as meth hemeras hex, after 6 days, or as meth hemeras octo, after 8 days. Counting the so one is counting only the 6 days in between, another is counting the 6 days in between plus the 2 days on either end. And so we get that the two different gospels referring to the same period of time in different ways. Number 15, dia. Dia plus the accusative means because of, on account of, for the sake of. If you put it with te, the interrogative pronoun, in the neuter, dia te becomes why, because of what, we can think of it, on account of what. John 4:41, polo pleus epistusan dia ton logon autu. Polo pleus epistusan dia ton logon autu. Polo pleus, so many, many more than epistusan believed on account of his word, through his word, because of his word. Mark 2:27, ta sabbaton dia ton anthropon egeneta. Ta sabbaton dia ton anthropon egeneta. The Sabbath, egeneta, happened or came to be dia ton anthropon for the sake of man or for the sake of people. Mark 4:5, dia ta me echein bathos geis. Dia ta me echein bathos geis. So dia, because of, takes the accusative, but now this accusative here, we have an articular infinitive, ta echein, which is then negated with me, ta me echein, the not having bathos geis, depth, and then with geis in the genitive, depth of earth. So on account of not having any depth of earth. So again, the parable of the seed and the sower. And John 8:46, dia te humes u pistuete moi. Dia te humes u pistuete moi. Dia te, why do humes you u pistuete not believe in me? Okay, so those are all the prepositions that take the accusative, that take their object in the accusative case. Okay, we got two readings to do here. We don't have time for both of them. So let's do the reading from John 9, number 17. John 9, verses 1 through 12. It's on page 275 of your Reader's New Testament. So I'll read it first. Kai paragon eden anthropon tuflon ek genetes, kai erotesan auton hoi methetai autu legontes. Rabbi, tis hemartin hutas he oi gones autu, hina tuflos genethe. Apikrithe Jesus ute hutas hemartin, ute hoi gones autu, al hina phanerothe ta erga tu theu en auto. Hemas de ergatsethai ta erga tu pempsantas me heos hemera estin. Erketai nux hate udes dunatai ergatsethai, hotan en to cosmo ho, o fos emi ta cosmu. Tauta epon eptusen kamai, kai epoiesen pelon ek tu tusmatos, kai epekrithsen autu ton pelon, epitus ophthalmus, kai epon auto, hupage nipsai esten polumbethran tu siloam ha urmanu etai apestalmenos apelthen un kai enipsata kai elthen blepon hoi un gaitones kai hoi theoruntes auton ta proteron hati prosaites en elegon uk hutas estin ha kathemenos kai prosaiton alloi elegon hati hutas estin alloi elegon uki alla homoios auto estin ekenos elegen hati ego emi elegon un auto pos un eneokthesan su hoi ophthalmoi apikrithe ekenos ha anthropos ha legomenos Jesus pelon epoiesen kai epikrisen mu tus ophthalmus kai epen moi hati hupage eston siloam kai nipsai apelthon un kai nipsamenos an eblepsa kai epan auto pu esten ekenos lege uk oida. Okay, from the top. Kai paragon eden anthropon tuflon ek genetes kai erotesan auton hoi methetai autu legontes rabi tis hemarten hutas e hoi gones autu hina tufles genethe apikrithe a Jesus ute hutas hemarten ute hoi gones autu al hina phanerothe ta erga tu theu en auto hemas de ergatsesthai ta erga tu pempsantas me heos hemera esten erketai nux hate udes dunatai ergatsesthai hatan en to cosmo ho phos emi tu cosmu tauta epon eptusen kamai kai epoiesen pelon ek tu tusmatas kai epekrisen autu ton pelon epi tus ophthalmus kai epen auto hupage nipsai esten kolumbethran tu siloam ha urmenuetai apestalmenos apelthen un kai enipsata kai elthen blepon hoi un gaitones kai hoi theruntes auton ta proteron hoti prosaites ein elegon uk hutas estin ha kathemenos kai prosaiton alloi elegon hoti utas hutas estin alloi elegon uki alla homoios auto estin ekenos elegen hoti ego emi elegon un auto pos un eneochthersan su hoi ophthalmoi apekrithe hekenos ha anthropos ha logomenos Jesus pelon epoiesen kai apekrisen mu tus ophthalmus kai epen moi hati hupage eston siloam kai nipsai apelthon un kai nepsamenos an eblepsa kai epan auto pu esten ekenos lege uk oida. Okay, see if you can. Uk oida. Okay, so you can recognize that without even having to mentally translate it. You're beginning to recognize, get a sense as we go through this. So let's see what sense you can make of this in our remaining 10 minutes. Kai paragon eden anthropon tuflon ek genetes. Kai paragon.
In passing.
Okay, and passing and going along. Yep. Eden. He saw eden. Anthropon. A man, a person. Tuflon. Remember tuflos? Blind. Ek genetes. From birth. So Dobson points at genete, birth, from genao. Kai erotesan auton. And okay, and they asked him, the they being hoi methetai autu. His disciples asked him legontes, so saying, open question marks, rabbi, so rabbi, tis hemarten. Who sinned? Good. Hutas e hoi gones autu. Hutas. Remember hutas? This one, this man. Yeah, demonstrative pronoun. A is or hoi gones autu. And Dobson there points out ha gonus is the parent, so his parent. Hina tuflos genithe. So that he became blind. Apekrithe Jesus. Jesus answered. Ute hutas. Himarten. Okay, so we've got a string of hute hute, so neither this one sinned, ute hoi gones autu, nor his parents, alhina phanerothe ta erga tu theu en auto. So hina was then a subjunctive, phanerothe, aorist subjunctive, aorist passive subjunctive might be revealed. But so that the works of God might be revealed in him. Hemas dei ergatsesthai ta erga tu pempsantas me. Now, remember the little word dei? Dei? It is necessary. Okay, we. Yeah, so it's the object of dei. It is necessary to us, or for us, or gatsesthai, or gats to do the work, to work, ta erga tu pempsantas me. To do the work of the one who has sent me, pempsantas, from pempo, heos, and Dobson tells us heos is while, heos himera esten, while it is day. So notice he says that it's not just for me to do the work, but for us to do the work, referring to him and his disciples. Erketai nux hote udes dunatai ergatsestai. Erketai nux is night. Nux nuctas is a genitive, so we should get nocturnal. Night, erketai. Night comes, hote, when udes dunatai ergatsestai. No one will be able to work. No one is able to work. Okay, something like that. Hotan en to cosmo o fos emi tu cosmu. So hotan, when, while, as long as, and then o, I am, the present subjunctive of emi. Hotan takes the subjunctive. While I'm in the world, hotan o, oh, so hotan, while, when, ho, oh, rather, I am, ento cosmo, in the world, fos emi tu cosmu. I am the light of the world. Tauta epon eptusen chamai kai epoiesen pelon ektu tusmatas. Tauta epon. So saying these things, having said these things, aorist infinite, aorist participle, having said these things, eptusen, we're told that is petuo. This is one of these great onomatopoeic words, petuo, to spit. He spit. And kamai, on the ground. Kai epoiesen pelon. Pelon, we're told, is pelos is mud. So he made mud ektu tusmatos. From his spittle. We need to try and get that word assonance there. He spit and spittle from his saliva. Kai epekrisen smeared. Yeah, he smeared out to ton pelon epitus ophthalmus. Smeared it, the mud onto his eyes. kai epen auto, and said to him, Hupage, hupage, rise up, nipsai, and we're told, nipsai is wash yourself from niptamai, wash yourself, eis ten kolumbethran, in the pool, kolumbethran in the pool, to Siloam, pool of Siloam, pool of Siloam, then in parentheses, ha ermenuitai apistalmenos. Yep, which means apistalmenos, the scent. So having been, which means having been sent. Apistalmenos, participle. So apistello is send. Here it's in the passive, apistalmenos, sent. So Siloam comes from Hebrew word shiloach, and that's what it means. Shalach is to send. Shiloach means when you have been, you are sent. So here we're given the meaning of what this word Siloam means. Apelthen un. Therefore he went away. Kai en nipsata. Kai elthen blepon. En nipsata, we've had nipsai. And this is the same verb. So he went away. So he went away and washed himself. Kai elthen, and he came, or he came, blepon, seeing, present participle. Poi un getoines, the getoines, geton is neighbor, so therefore the neighbors. Kai hoi theoruntes auton, ta prateron, theoruntes, yeah, this has to do with seeing. Those who saw, out on him, ta prateron, before, so the idea of at first, hoti prosaites ein, and prosaites there, that he was a beggar, elegon, they said, uk hutas estin ha kathemenos, kai prosaiton, kathemenos. Yeah, under kata we had this compound verb kathemai, to sit. Yeah, is not this the one who sat and begged? Expecting an answer, yes it is. So with uk negating this. Aloi elegon hoti hutos estin. Aloi is others. Others said that hutos estin, this one is, aloi elegon uki. Others said, no, uki, ala homoios auto estin. Homoios, yeah, at least. Is like homoios is, he is like him. Ekenos elegen hoti ego emi. Ekenos, so ekenos here, it's singular, it's that one. That one, in the sense of he, well, which here we're talking of that one, which is the one they're talking about, i.e. the blind man. That one said, ego eimi, I am. Elegon un auto, therefore they said to him, pos un eneokrithesan su hoi ophthalmoi. Remember, pos is how. So how, eneokrithesan, we're told, is from anoigo, open. How are your eyes opened? Apekrithe ekenos. He answered, that one answered, ha anthropos ha legomenos Jesus pelon epoiesen. Okay, the man called Jesus made mud, kai apekrisen mu tus ophthalmus. Apekrisen we saw was smeared, and he smeared my eyes, kai epen moi, and he said to me, Hupage, eis ton Siloam, kai nipsai. Well, first the hupage. So hupage we saw was in verse 7. Hupage, get up. So get up, and we then would have to add this, get up and go to Siloam. In Greek, you can just have a single verb expressing that whole action, and wash. Apelthon un kai nipsamenos, aneblepsa. So apophon, now we have a participle, going. Going, therefore, kai nepsamenos, and washing, aneblepsa, I can see again, or I regain my sight. So he's expressing the first two actions as participles, so having gone and having washed, then I could see again. Kai apon auto, pu estin ekenos. Pu is where? Where is ekenos, this man? Lege, he said, uk oida. I don't know. Okay, right, made it through that.